Oh, I get to go to camp today. And guess what? Guess what? I hear I could go play with the bears. Oh my God, I get to go to the bears. I've never been camping before. My mom sent me to this camp. And this camp is, I don't like it too much because it's a sports camp. But you know what I get to do? I get to kick the ball around. And I get to play tennis. I get to play baseball. I get to play flag football. And I get to do all sorts of weird things. But you know what? It's all right. But I hate the people because people are always getting on my nerves. They always try to bully me. I hate that. Because they think that they know better than me. They think that they're better than me. And I look different. And I sound different. Just because I sound different? Really? I don't sound like any different than anybody else there. At least I don't think so. But anyway, we get to go on a camping trip. And we're going to go into the woods. And we're going to go do some like spelunking, I think. And then we're going to be jumping in water. And we're going to have some good time. But you know what? I really want to sit around a campfire. Because I've never seen a campfire before. Except for TV. When I watch TV, everybody wants to sit down and cook marshmallows and have a good time, and I just want to have a good time. I want to do that kind of thing. So, oh man, let me tell you, we were going on the bus, and I threw up all over this boy who was sitting in front of me, and oh, it was so funny, but then it wasn't funny, because he looked at me, he threw my vomit back in my face, and I started throwing up again, and then somebody else behind me, I felt something wet, oh, he threw up on me, and then all of a sudden, there was another person next to me that threw up, because he saw that other person throw up, and then all of a sudden, there was like 10 people on the bus throwing up, and we were like, ah, oh, this is not cool, ah, we were just, I think I'm gonna throw out this dish about it. Okay, going with the story. There's no place like home. Okay, now, we were on the bus. Okay, it was a mess. So, we got off the bus. People were slipping on people's vomit and all that kind of stuff. And it was so nasty. It smelled nasty. I don't know what it smelled like. You know what? Oh, you know what? Now that I think about it, the other night, I had some pizza. And I realized that the pizza was like 8 days old. And that's what it kind of smelled like. But that's another story for another time. But anyway, got off the bus. Everybody was like nasty smelling. And we got all, you know, really upset and stuff. Because everybody was like, ah, that stupid boy. He threw up in my hair. And one person said, oh, I threw up in their mouth. I was like, I didn't throw up in your mouth. Why are you going to rumor gossip stuff? And then the camp leader said, okay, you guys need to go take a shower. So they directed us to the shower. And I didn't like take my clothes off in front of everybody. So I kept my clothes on. And there was all this, the chunks from the vomit. And it was like caught up inside of my neckline. And then there was some inside my ear. And I forgot to brush my teeth. And I started tasting it in the shower. And I realized that there was like a chunk in between my teeth and my gum. And then I pulled it out. And I was like, oh, that's a pepperoni. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I had pizza 2 nights before. How ironic! Oh, wow! What? Okay, stay focused. Okay, so then took a shower. I kept my clothes on, and we got all the stuff off. And while I'm taking a shower, everybody's looking at me weird. And I'm just like, what are you looking at? And they're looking at me like, I'm gonna beat your ass. And I was just like, time to go play! Okay, so then I went ahead, and I took my shower, and then I took my clothes off, and I changed my clothes, and I forgot my soap. So I ended up using a little bit of dirt off the ground because I heard something. They said that dirt is really clean. So I put dirt on me, and then I put it underneath my arms, and then I went out, and then I joined everybody, and people were looking at me, and the people that were moving away from me. So I was like, ew, well, what's your problem? You guys are just like tripping. So then we started doing some exercises and all that kind of stuff. And then we started doing some games. And then we started to get to know each other. And then we had dinner. And then it got really dark. And that's when I had a hard time because I didn't know how dark it would be. Because in my neighborhood, we don't, you know, see like, you know, a bunch of stars. And we don't hear like wolves in the background. Ooh, nah, dude. I was tripping out. And then I sat there. And I actually got to sit in front of a fire. Oh, it was so cool. The fire went high. And I put my marshmallow on. And they had these things. Graham crackers, I think. Yeah. They had graham crackers. So then I put the marshmallow in the fire, and I'm just sitting there, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And then somebody was like, you know what? I don't appreciate you throwing up on me. And then I looked at her, and I said, you know what? I don't appreciate you throwing up on Jim over there. And then she said, who, Jim? And I said, that's what you know, because you don't even pay attention to anybody. You were just paying attention to yourself, because you had throw up on you. And she was looking at me like confused. I said, get to stepping. And she was like, ew. So then she walked away from me, and I looked on the fire. My marshmallow was gone! Ah! My marshmallow was gone! And then I have a graham cracker. So I picked up my graham cracker, and I touched the stick that the marshmallow was on, and then, guess what? Ah, dang! I burned my hand, and it was, like, really hot, and then I dropped my graham cracker. Oh, okay. Well, I just get some dirt, and then I just wipe it on it, and it'll be okay. It was, like, what was it? Like, the 15-second rule? So then I said, all right, count, I think that's about 10 seconds. Okay, let's sit around. Okay, it's okay. I picked up the graham cracker. I ate the graham cracker. And you know what? It didn't taste too clean, but it was clean, because that's what somebody told me. So then I was like, yay, I got to witness a fire. I got to have some fun. And then they said, okay, it's time for you to go to bed. I was like, ah. So then I went to bed, and I was laying down, and guess what? I farted. And when I farted, guess what? I was in a room with 4 other people, and it was small. And guess what? All of them were on the bus, and they were all throwing up when I threw up. So when I passed gas, I threw up. They threw up, and then all of a sudden, it was smelly, and people were running out of the room and slipping and sliding all over the place. Everybody except for me, because I got a good night's sleep. Nobody bothered me. I had the whole cabin to myself, and I lived happily ever after. Nobody talked to me through the whole trip, but I had fun. I jumped in the lake to take a shower. And then I took some dirt and I rubbed up. Mom never did send me any soap. Oh well, that's my story.